You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Trinidad Tobago TNT, good evening, good evening. It's your boy, Mr. Committed, and you're tuned in to 106.5 FM, the best frequency you could tune in on Friday afternoon. And you're on the inside up. Friday edition, the best edition. And I say that without question. Guys, how are you doing today? I mean, this time when you saw the advertisement, it was just me and we could have a discussion. A serious discussion about how the month of January would have augured for us. You know, first, we go into the year with, you know, we celebrating New Year's about your family and everything, and then boom, shot, you recognize, hey, you know, your fine raise, you know, NIS raise. If you got paid this month, how did your salary look? Because, you know, in January, you have about 5 Mondays, so, you know, that is real deductions happening from there. But before we go into that, I want to say a special good evening to people like Caravi, my partner, colleague Vincent, my barber who tripped me today, Froggy, and of course, Mrs. Committed, my wife, and my mom and they who are tuning in. Guys, we're going to have a nice discussion this afternoon, and I want you to be engaged, and we're going to go down a road which it may get heated, but I welcome passionate discussions. And the first week, we had Chrisette Benjamin. She was excellent. She shared her story, followed by then we had Jeremiah Natha Singh, and then we had Congressman Maria Batiste, and between that as well, we had Jada Charles, and they were all excellent women. And I think that it was very fitting of them to come in on Freedom to share their stories. And then today, we're going to review how we as Trimbegonians endure the first 31 days of the year 2026. The song I played before was The Ups and Downs by Bijan Pierre, because it has really been ups and downs. So, the question of the hour, and I want you guys to pay attention. As the state of emergency is carried to end on the 31st of January, that is tomorrow, what is your opinion, your view on the success or failure of the SOE? Did it make you feel more safe? And I will repeat that for you. Did the SOE for the past many months, which is ending tomorrow, did it make you feel more safe? Would you describe it as a success or a failure? I mean, and just to predicate it on the police shooting that took place and that took the country by storm. But I want you guys to engage with me. How do you view the SOE? And feel free to join the conversation and let me know at 625-2257 or 627-3223, or send yourself on WhatsApp at 306-1065. And that question came from, we spent a lot of time in the SOE. I mean, you heard the government talking about crime is down, murders is down. But you as the citizenry, how did you feel about that? I mean, did you feel safe to walk the streets again because we were under SOE, which gave the police more powers? Or did you feel it was just like, I don't know, life like normal? Or did you feel as if it was just there to suppress people? I want to hear you tell me how you feel about it. Because at the end of it, to the 1st of January, no more SOE. And then the zones of special operations failed. So, I want your opinion. Call me 625-2257 or 627-3223. Yeah, and there's a correction. So you will be free to roam. Well, I would say free to roam, but it will not have that powers for police to stop and search without a warrant come February the 1st. That's when you'll be able to express yourself in a different way. When police stop you, they have to provide for you different information as to, hey, you have a warrant to search me? But let's go through some of the top headlines you've experienced from the 1st of January to the 31st, which is tomorrow. So we can't predict tomorrow, but start from today. So, allow me to reflect, and we will go on a nice journey. So, first and foremost, the most provocative, and my respectful view, because I am a person involved in politics. The Tobago House of Assembly clean sweep. PNM nil, TPP 15. The Voice of Tobago spoke. They spoke emphatically without any reservations. They said who they want, and they got who they want. I mean, it's not the first time in history, but it's the first time in a long while that, hey, Tobago THA don't have a minority leader or opposition, so it is very different. Followed by number two, the government denying any involvement in US-Venezuela fiasco. You remember that? I mean, sometimes we live a life where we go like Monday to Tuesday, Wednesday to Thursday, and forget what happened last week. But we were in the middle of a serious possible war, but thank God the operation was clean and smooth. But we were in the middle of it. And then if you remember this headline, it said that the PM denies any of our involvement. Do you think that is still the truth? That's still the case, looking back? Because people were worried from being asked, hey, do you know about the call out of the Defense Force? I had no clue. That was a headline as well. Number three, this is important, but I'm not too sure how much persons are aware of how natural gas, our oil sector, funds our economy, our very existence in terms of how we pay our bills and pay our teachers and public servants. The headline proposed, natural gas price hike raises industry concern. I think there was a point in time, a lady who sell ice cream, she did a TikTok saying that, hey, we could no longer provide these services because, I mean, Nutrien, like, what is happening with that? That was a big headline. Number three, we're going to number four now. The strained relationship between NGC and Nutrien. But if you're now tuning in, I want to let you know that there's a question for the hour, and I want to know, how would you rate the state of emergency? Did you feel safe about it? Was it a failure or success in your opinion? Because as a matter of fact, from the 1st of February 2026, a police car enter your home without a warrant. They can't just stop and search you without, I mean, there is a different type of behavior that they have to conduct themselves now. And perhaps when the zone of special operations bill fall through the cracks, and that was a whole big fiasco as well, what is the next plan? The minister indicated that there's a plan B. What's that plan B? You know, people take plan B for, but I ain't going down that road. Number five, the zones of special operations bill and its failure. This has been the first time in a long while where we see in the government, and the prime minister in particular, saying things that could cause a lot of repercussions. And in this case, we are seeing that the independent senators are under attack, but it didn't start just there. You remember the president? She was called a low-level PNM functionary. And then independent senators were also attacked. And I want to submit to the listeners today, why would we attack the office holders and try to ascribe unto them this political affiliation, although yes, the office requires you to be impartial? Because one day when the president terms is up, they are going to appoint somebody, and are we to believe without a shadow of a doubt they are going to appoint a UNC president, and we must see them as a UNC president, and all nine senators that is coined as independent senators are UNC as well? I mean, that attack on our constitution is destabilizing, and I want you to think about it. And then number six, traffic fines. You wake up January 1st and you recognize, wait now, 2,000, 4,000, 24,000, that's 1,000. But at the same time, your NIS now making your thousands you're making look less. I think about it. These are some of the headlines. And we reach number, we have 3 months to go. These are some of the headlines that we as a country had to live through. And that's why it has been a challenge. But I want you to understand that you have to thank God that we're here. And then I want you to go for just, you know, I want you to think about the SOE one more time. Because before I go to the break, or I get the cue from Kyrie to go to the break, think about the state of emergency. It was there to push back the criminals. Do you think it worked? Do you think now, as the SOE is no longer there, we have to be in fear, or were you in fear still? Do you feel as if we empowered the police officers enough? Or do you think that we empowered them and then they abused it? And we can't be talking about all of this and not mentioning the elephant in the room. Joshua Samaru and his girlfriend. The whole world saw this photograph, the video of a man putting out his hand and he was riddled with bullets along with his girlfriend, paralyzed. And when the people now was asking in many different ways for the commissioner of police to account and let us know how would this be dealt with, you know what we were told? It was an exchange of gunfire, and we only see 30 seconds of the clip, and it lasted for 12 minutes. And we are going to send the officers in counseling. We didn't hear that. Hey, I understand the public outcry. I think the DCP, Ms. Martinez, Suzette Martin, would have indicated that she understands the outcry. But the commissioner of police himself didn't give us reassurance that if his officers is to be caught in such a way that brings the public into question the authority and how they carry the powers that we afford to them, he will use his powers to investigate to assure public trust. Real concern. Real, real concern. Because people were telling us. But you know what? Again, passionate. We're going to a break and we will be right back.
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Every weekday morning, Tusca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
So, you have a unique perspective of the world. That didn't happen overnight. Night. Today's success was born from passion, purpose, strategy, and persistence. Guardian Asset Management is as passionate about growing your wealth as you are, building legacies through innovative tailored investment solutions from experienced wealth management professionals who get you. So, now that you're here, where to next? Visit myguardiangroup.com and let's grow your wealth together. Guardian Asset Management. Live wise. Live easy.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Your good health can't wait. At RD Good Health Medical Center, get advanced CT scans starting at just $1,000 and coronary angiograms for only $5,000. Visit them at 34B Southern Main Road, Montrose, Chagonas, or call 233-3730 or WhatsApp 725-GOOD today.
What is life? Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Any little leak, we gon' fix it. We gon' fix it. We gon' fix it. Leaks, wastewater, and cost you money. Small drips. So anyway you see a leak, the number to call is 800-4420 or 800-4426 and report the leaks. I will judge and Watson say, join the evolution to save water. Water is precious. Every drop of water counts. Water is life. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Any little leak, we gon' fix it. We gon' fix it. We gon' fix it. Water is life. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. Any little leak, we gon' fix it. We gon' fix it. We gon' fix it. Well, This message is brought to you by the Water and Sewage Authority.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome one and all, 106.5 Freedom FM. For those who are listening, you are tuned into the Inside Hub Friday edition, and we're discussing a month in review, reviewing the month. And for those who are not joining, you're with your host, Mr. Committed. And I mean, I'm provoking some things in you, but I would have asked you about the SOE. And how did you feel about it? Because it's ending tomorrow, so by February 1st, I mean, Warrens is there. I want to know how you're feeling. Call her, good evening.
Good evening. Well, you had asked if the commissioner would come out and make a strong statement about his officers, if they broke the law and so on. Your own words, of course. But there's an automatic inquest anytime there's a police killing. That's built into the system.
Investigation.
Yeah. They use the formal term inquest because it's a committed legal proceeding that is never skipped. It's in the law.
Right.
There's a police killing where however the person die by the hands of the police, whether in any way whatsoever, once you're dead at the hands of the police, there's an inquest.
Good. So but let me ask you, if do you think that they should be still in service while being investigated?
Well, there would have to be a criteria that you would use, several items that you would examine to determine whether you want this person to continue in service or not. Obviously, if somebody is running up the steps of a police station with guns blazing and they get shot by the police should just continue in service.
So you're saying that in terms of that situation,
they have their own criteria. So there will be some criteria.
They should be in service.
Listen to me. You want a direct yes or no, and
right.
I'm saying it cannot be yes in all cases, and it cannot be no.
Right.
You ever went for your visa to go anywhere?
Yeah.
Right. You know they have a points system.
Right.
And you meet the threshold when they add up the points, and then you go up, or you go in the A class or the B class, or in streaming days back in the old days and whatnot. You have to meet a threshold. It cannot be yes or no, yes or no, yes or no.
I'm trying to follow you,
obviously. Listen, that's because you already have it in your mind deeply embedded.
That
they should be removed.
Right.
You already have that embedded.
No, because at the end of the day...
You're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the answer. Some answers take more than one sentence. Some questions are big. The answer to it is more than one sentence long.
No. It's more than one sentence long, but let me explain this to you. The people are saying that the police investigating themselves, and that in itself, you have to be able to manage. Hold on. You have to be able to manage also the public, how they trust and have confidence within TTP, yes or no? If you're telling me that you don't fill out this whole criteria, and we send them on counseling, and we send to the people a day, we didn't see the whole picture, and you are saying, no, we had to fill some criteria. They did fill us yet? I want to know.
Procedure.
People want to know.
Of course they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know right now? You want to know this minute? You want to know, yes?
But you ain't lying on your plane, man. That plane, you're going to have fuel.
Listen, you asking questions and...
But you're not dancing, man. And I can't dance. People can't dance now.
Stop talking.
And you see, I like that kind of conversation, but you have to understand as well, public perception is very critical in this. Because you're watching the TTPS, we have to trust them. They will tell you, if you see something, say something. And in that same vein, you're seeing the Minister of Homeland Security indicating that they want to look at how to muzzle persons from showcasing their personal video camera when they see the police operating. But he was the same person on Beyond the Tape. If you see something, say something. And then in this case, a man, although he was a criminal, you run from the police, good. But you're telling us, with all this criteria, the commissioner can make a statement and saying the criteria was filled or not filled? Caller, good evening. Talk to me. Good evening, caller. Talk to me.
Good evening, my lord. Good evening, Trinidad and Tobago. And I might be biased because I've seen a trend with respect to this particular commissioner police have tag along his men with the how you call it, with the saying they were fearful for their lives, including that famed fella you talk about, who's his security fella, Homeland Security fella.
Right.
In a real world, that fella would have never been a police. You remember Gary Griffith come and say he don't know how come why he promote him?
I remember that, that's part they had, right?
Pardon?
No, I remember this part they had here, and he mentioned that.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that is a very colorful fella. You understand? I don't care about what anybody think about it, the way he think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very colorful fella because many people have lost their lives in his hand was a result of him, and nothing has been done with respect to it.
And,
similarly, because of this video, remember the commercial police, before this video hit the road, he said that all his men were fearful for the life and exchange of gunfire.
We didn't see the exchange.
He said an exchange of fire, and that's how they were killed.
Right.
Only when this video come about, then it really show what really took place.
Correct.
Now, we don't want to know what took place 12 minutes before in the video where they come in to try to say.
Understand?
Now, and let me tell you another thing. When the shooting took place, anytime a shooting take place, police try to secure the scene. They go and check the vehicle or wherever it is to see if there's any arms, ammunition. Five officers went in watching to that vehicle, right? Five police officers at one point in time, one after the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never saw no arms and ammunition in that vehicle because if the man was shooting them or had a firearm, it would have either be on top of his seat or on the ground by which part he was driving.
Somewhere within the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Exactly. They never found that. They took that vehicle out, they came to concoct whatever story they want.
Hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? And there's no...
I mean, in this case, and thanks for your contribution, and in this case, when you go down the lines of, you know, we thinking that they may concoct, yes, we have multiple stories of persons indicating the police might plan this and may plan this there. And you were right, and you bring up an excellent point. Before that video was released, it was an exchange of gunfire. Now it was 12 minutes before. So what is the real story? Caller, good evening. I think it's the caller on the line. And I mean, when you're sharing, yeah, I mean, cool. I will challenge you. Caller, good evening.
Yeah, hello, good day.
Good evening.
Yes.
Talk to me.
You realize something with this issue. Because it happened under UNC commission. Because you know the whole unit with
a UNC commissioner.
Let me put it back. Okay. I shouldn't say that, but one
right.
It's them appointing under 2 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of 3 years something. But because you know, the next time you say because this is called next time CNN commission, you learn everything.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. I hope we just spoke into that, which is wrong.
Yeah, I understand.
Independent office, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the
end. I don't really do workshop.
No,
true.
I heard Mr. Roger Alexander said something last year. He say that when we plan and we come out with the policy, the hope, well, inside it's all about human rights and all kind of things.
That
when I hear that, I use my.
Mm.
No, I ain't saying that. Okay, I'm the Mr. Martin. Somebody call us on the station. They were dancing. You know they were dancing?
Yeah, they want a tango. I ain't a tango, no man.
I tell you. There's no question to answer one thing. They're dancing because you're a lady. It's so, the noise on that UNC is happening now. So, the people, unfortunately, people like, the people who die, I think, that is nothing. One departs.
It looks bad.
And I, it's happening on both sides. And I,
the sickness we have in this country.
Thank you for your call, and I appreciate that contribution there. And you know, the way the caller mentioned something, he said the way how we communicate is a UNC commissioner or a PNM commissioner, and that's the issue, because if we only see it like that, then we will have no confidence in independent institutions there. But because the parliament is concocted in such a way that the majority controls who's the appointee, of course we would want to see or suspect that there's some allegiance or affiliation too. And, you know, there's somebody who mentioned something, and I want to read it for you guys. It said, it mattered not what happened in the chase before, even the gun being planted after. The man's hand was up. He surrendered to the threat by the police. Why shoot? What, you know, so is it that during an SUV or an outer SUV, you could be running from the police or shooting from them? And then if you think, you know what, I'm doing the wrong thing in the midst of this, let me put down my weapon and say, let me go through the right way. I'll serve my jail time. You say, let me, you can't do that. You cannot. So we determine, we playing God. HTTPS, probably acronym for them, synonym for them is God. Because how you could determine that? No, I am not against HTTPS and doing their jobs, because there are scenarios where I'm sure persons pretend to be putting up their hand and they fire at them because it's life versus alive. But this time, Trinidad and Tobago saw for themselves. They saw with their own eyes what a few group of persons within HTTPS may do if they think we are not watching. And I would say shame on the Minister of Homeland Security for saying you want to put a law or some kind of policy in place where persons cannot showcase the work of the police. So, who watching the guard? Don't say it's just the Police Service Commission. Because that person who shared that content for us to see, show us that there are still people within the TTPS who will do or who will play God. And it come at a time where we were debating the zones of special operations built within Parliament. And these zones, of course, let's not silence ourselves. These bills, these zones, sorry, is going to be in areas where you would need the body cams, because things will play off. It will play off. But guys, join the conversation. Let me hear your views. 625-2257 or 627-3223, or send your WhatsApp like Elijah or read his contribution just now at 306-1065. Elijah said, and I shall read. You know, I think there's a call on the line. Caller, good evening.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Listening to the program, now on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they should, I think they should go on suspension. Suspension with pay, because that's how it is.
Right.
Until they investigate.
Fair point. Mm-hmm.
Because they being there is a contradiction. And we know how it is operate, where
come
somebody
on.
Will help
mm-hmm.
somebody.
Come
because
on.
One,
they, things. Mm-hmm.
They do protect one another.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that. I am not speaking by guess. They do protect one another. In there, it's nothing is going to come out of it if they're there.
Thank you for your contribution. And that's a balance. Because now, and if I could probably interpret it and go further, what she's saying is, okay, these things happen in your line of duty. But things happen in such a way that a life was taken, and from the evidence that the people see, it not looking good. So I will suspend you to remove you out of the investigation to preserve the integrity and the trust that the people will have for the TTPS. You know? And that's what it is. So. Yeah, and I appreciate that contribution. So join in, give me a call. Let me hear what you had to say. You might disagree like the first man. That's all right. Still love in my heart for you at 625-2257 or 627-3223 or WhatsApp 306-1065. Elijah Ben said, good evening, Mr. Committing. Ike and Carrie, hey, my love your girl. I don't think the SUV was successful. I did not feel any safer. My first impression was that it was a means to silence us and prevent protests, in my opinion. Wow. I don't think it had a substantial effect on crime. We'll have to see how things go after it has ended. Rating 2 out of 10. Fail. And for those who are trying to call 625-2257. I think there's a call on the line. Caller, good evening. Talk to me.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
So what I want to say is, the fact that it has police officers there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to do the investigations after? Is it that police investigating police?
Hmm.
And then on top of that, they're not even suspended. And I'm sure that everybody know each other. Everybody going to have friends in different departments. So what really going on?
Great contribution. Because it's TNT, you know. This is TNT. And before I even go into that, call me. Let me tango. Let me debate this thing. Let's challenge each other. I want to hear from you. 625-2257 or 623-2223 or WhatsApp 306-1065. And, you know, as we take a journey to January, what stood out to you the most? I call out at least 7 main topics, and I think I have one more. That was actually about the police shooting. The next one was about the paternity leave that the government wants to put in for men. I am happy about that. I mean, as a budding father, you may want to see that, hey, I mean, oh God, if I say budding, I mean, I ain't shooting blanks, so I'm going to land my plane, land my blade. Come on. Boop, boop, boop. But yeah, that's a... We have never had that in all law books in the history of Trinidad and Tobago, you know. So kudos to the government where that is concerned. And for those who may think, oh gosh, he's a PNMA, he's a patriot boy. I support the PNMA, but I support good governance. And you see that policy with paternity leave there and more protection for workers and mothers as well. Big up yourself. Well done, Minister of Labour and PM in that regard. But I'm going further. Number 9, the mass recruitment drive. Guys, this is plenty for me, eh? Today I got some information that recruitment drive was a farce, you know. Information. But you know what? Let me know. What is out for you the most? 625-2257 or 627-3223. Number 9, that mass recruitment drive. Thousands of people down in Coover hoping for a job. Hoping to get a call. People calling. You get a call. And not a call to find out. People was already chosen for the jobs, and that was just to satisfy things above board. Nonsense in Trinidad and Tobago. People really want a job to provide for their family. As a matter of fact, when they fire people in CPAP and Europe, a man killed himself in San Fernando. You remember that? It's our people who hoping on that day in Coover that, hey, I will get through here, boy, I'll get through here. And some of them not even are part of the politics, because I know when political party goes in, you want to put in your people. I'm saying it today. PNM or UNC. You see that? I can't stand for that. It's people lives you're playing with. And to find out young people went down there. And to this day with their masters and their degree and nothing. Shame. Good evening. Caller, good evening. Talk to me.
Good evening. Thanks for getting in again.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying, I believe in fairness. I am not saying we are a society prone with high crime rate.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The police have their work to do. But they
That's
must
right.
be fairness in when they're doing the work.
Agreed.
We have fast become a police force where you have 60%+ of police officers are corrupt. We all know that. We know
that's a high
everyone,
number, you know.
Huh?
That's a high number, you know. Where you get that from? Because I want to back... I agree with you, but I want to be able to get that same information.
Go in every district, mm-hmm. and you hear from the stations. We talk about people complain about the stations, police station districts,
mm-hmm.
and you hear, right? You hear the cry of the people with respect to corrupt officers in the district. You don't have to go far. You understand? And what makes it good in Trinidad and Tobago? Social media. You understand? Social media. Everybody know of someone who is corrupt.
And, you know, I have to agree with the statement that everybody know of somebody that is corrupt. Because corruption, we just watch corruption like it was this big, big airy fairy. It's simple, you know. If I know somebody to help me get a job, and you know nobody, and I call somebody to say, make a way for me now. That is links or that corruption? That connection or that corruption? And you see, we can't differentiate between if it's connection or corruption, but when it goes high, that corruption. And I want to also say, for the record, Trinidad and Tobago is plagued by crime, yes. We have plenty of people out there who committing crime for different reasons, but they are persons who are just pestering people who are law-abiding. and the police have their job to do, and you will hear police officers saying, hey, the field not equal. I going out there with a G36 are gone, and then my AR-15 and backing it at me. So sometimes in their mind they're fed up because they're risking their lives to go out there, and the playing field is not leveled. But to my police brothers and sisters who are out there, there are people within your force who are making life harder for you because we cannot trust. Because one bad is make all the good look bad, but all the good look bad. So I will join the conversation now. Talk to me at 625-2257 or 627-3223. We'll send you a WhatsApp at 306-1065. And don't forget, what stood out to you the most in January? Was it the smooth Maduro pickup? Because you know in Scotland, they pick up somebody else again, eh? Two persons, a captain of a Russian oil tanker and his first officer. So is it that, what stood out for you? I want to know, was it that mass recruitment job I mentioned before? Let me know what, if you reflect in January, what was it? Because I would want to know if, for instance, we are still a nine wonder the world in this country. Call me, talk to me, tango with me, because I want to hear what TNT is thinking. 625-2257 or 627-3223 and engage. And don't frighten. If you're making sense, I go listen to you. And if you're not making sense, I go challenge you so you can make sense together so you could agree. Tidy style. Yeah? So, and then we get paid. Money flowing. But the money I negotiated for in my salary, that NIS boy, oh God, Jesus. it's something else. But for me, I will share with you what stood out to me until you call me and let me know what stood out to you. And in case you're wondering the number, send my WhatsApp, send my voice, and I'm going to hear your voice. I want to know what's going on. What January did for you? I think it's a call in line. Caller, good evening.
Good evening. Really stood out for me for this January is really that thing with Maduro. Because I can't be sleeping. And when I wake up, I see that Maduro gone. And then to hear now later on that the planes that took Maduro left Piako. So that was something else, really and truly.
That is a contribution, really. Because, I mean, that was way out of my mind, you know. Like, you wake up one morning and Maduro gone. But, and here perspective that persons may not highlight, eh? I want to thank the U.S. for a smooth operation. Because God knows the fallout if that operation had went left. Yeah, that'd be end boom, boom, boom. And that wasn't no speaker box. It'd be real life bombs. Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks, caller, for that contribution. Call in at 625-2257 or send your WhatsApp at 306-1065. And if the line clock, call this number 627-3223 because we have any conversation. What's it out to you in January month? And I want to go back for me. I was sharing before that mass recruitment boy. People want jobs, you know. And the place on hard already. So we cause an SOE to deal with crime. We mass fire people. We tell people to come down because we're advertising jobs to you. To make it a farce is not real. And then, look, you know, before I go crazy, talk to me. What peaceable thing that you saw in January that we should highlight today? Or something that's still on your mind that was higher? Be sure about this? Be sure? And, you know, for persons who are wondering why I think it was a farce, today I did a video asking because real people reached out to me and said, Mikkel, you get a call. I said, I didn't apply because I know they see my name. They might chip me out to like Maduro. And even be all that fan play, it was just quick. But people were reaching out who were in the recruitment. These agencies was not prepared. HR practitioners are saying that they wouldn't be prepared to call these people. They're still waiting on instructions to hire people. Nothing. And this has come from persons who are saying, Mikkel, I will share it here, but I want to keep it confident because I could lose, I could become like them. Why would you do a nation that? Why would you do people that to trust the system? You gotta trust the system? Anyways, call me. 625-2257 or 627-3223. What stood out for you in January? Did you prefer that? Are you happy with the paternity leave for men? A lady say, well, them ain't carry nobody for 9 months, so we get them thing for Miss Lady, boy. It's family, the building block. We don't let all the waste man and them. I mean, be the poster boy for all fathers now. Oh gosh, boy, see, and it's similar, no carry me to the police. That group of police can make the whole police force look as if they can be trusted, you know. It's real. That one, but it's like trust. It takes years to build, but a second to be disintegrated. Call me 625-2257 or send your WhatsApp. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know how you feel. I mean, I want to know as well how you feel about Dream Richards. Pick up Dream. You beat that man from the stairs. Is Noah Lies? How you pronounce his name? Noah. But the loser, because we beat him, trying to go on the map again. Big up Jareem. And I don't know if you guys saw how we handled the public. There was a whole controversy about it and how Noah fine it was cheated to him. And Jareem, such a man of class, was like, don't believe everything you see on social media. He didn't even attack the man. And I think that's what we lack in our TNT. But big up Jareem Richards. Repping the 868 red, white, and black is amazing. I mean, we proud of you, bro. We proud of you. And I see you secure dealing quarter to 22 million in sponsorship. I want to be your friend, bro. You know, that's a button here. And me and Freedom, I have 1 million. But, anyways, guys, you're going to a break. You'll be right back. You're Mr. McKimited, Inside Hub. See you soon.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
What is life? Don't waste it. Any little leak, we gon' fix it. Leaks, wastewater, and cost your money. So anyway, you see a leak, the number to call is 800-4420 or 800-4426 and report the leaks. I was George and Wasson say, join the evolution to save water. Water is precious. Every drop of water counts. Water is life. Don't waste it. Any little leak, we gon' fix it. Water is life. Don't waste it. Any little leak, we gon' fix it.
This message is brought to you by the Water and Sewage Authority.
Every weekday morning, Tosca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome, welcome back, Freedom. We close to 7 o'clock, but you know what? I've been engaging with you guys, and you have been doing the same, and it has been a real nice, passionate discussion. And you, if you're not tuning in, you're tuning into the few minutes left of the Inside Hub, Freedom 106.5 FM, Inside Hub with Mr. Committed. And I want to read something from Kudim. Kudim, good evening. Break up yourself, brother. You know, confirm for my day. Well, you're saying that, hey, that Carter thing is fake news. I mean, dreaming getting no money is, but you know, I know how to celebrate it, because if you get that kind of money, you know, things looking. And you know, as we talking about money, and you know, we talking about carnival and pan and these kind of things, I know for those who love pan and who see pan not as noise but as music, our culture, you saw the results also for the prelim. BP Renegades on top, followed by Exodus and then somebody else. And I know Skiffles, my friend Adam is support Skiffles, that is San Fernando. But I want to go back to our topic before we close the show. We saw 8 cops committed to stand trial. 8 cops. And it's along the lines, you know, of allegations of irregularities, of firearm and all kind of, you know, it seems so convenient that when the police have a microscope upon them to see their tentacles, some officers is appear before the court and, hey, they're going to get charged for this and charged for that. That not working anymore. It's so convenient. So it's like saying, the people are saying, the police, that trial going on, probably that investigation with Joshua Samuel and his girlfriend going on last about 10 years. But here we telling us now, hey, no, look left. Don't look right, look left. Because if you look left, you would see that we just, you know, persecute our officers for doing wrong. And somebody could tell me that trial with the 8 officers, how long that going on now? How long that been investigated? How long? I put on my eye like old persons. I don't know. What was that about? What? That how it is go. I want you to tell me what stood out for you in the month of January, or what something happened. What happened personally to you that you know you probably want to even share? Cause January was a good month. I surprisingly nobody asked for no money borrowing January. So that means I did a good job. Hoping who probably went to Island Finance don't, but I don't know. So I mean, in all of that. Is January. What stood out to you the most in this month? And in the whole heated political arena that we are in, there's something I want to let you guys know. I mean, as we are citizens of this country, every policy affects us. Even the policy was done by the PNM or the UNC. But we have a responsibility for whoever in charge in the next 5 years is to pray for them. Because they're leading us. As much as they may hate or dislike that political party or the prime minister, whatever the case will be, we have to pray for our leaders, you know. Because if we don't, it's not easy thing to run a country. It's never easy. Some person's morals are on the ground and some person's morals are in the sky. And I mean, all of us believe in some God, but I believe that we have a responsibility to pray for them to make the right decisions. Because sometimes if we don't, you would have, we can't allow it to continue like this. My heart goes out to the people and they who would have gone to apply for those jobs. And today they're all realizing that, hey, I'm not going to get a call because the jobs were already accounted for. It's important. Seek God and pray for your leaders, people. It don't matter who they're supporting, pray for them. So, with that said, we have 5 minutes to the hour, 7 o'clock, where you will be tuning to the major news at CNT3. But, you know, as the 5 minutes winds down, there is something I want you to keep in mind. When there are persons having, when persons are having conversations about politics or whatever the case may be and you don't agree, it's always good to be open-minded.
Yeah, hello.
Good evening, hello.
I'm getting on the panorama thing, boy. You see this panorama thing where there's that old song they're playing and the iPad is up here. The pads, they're playing this year's songs. That is a disadvantage to them. Because If you see them fellas playing in a old calypso,
right.
Since last year, them practice, them are the whole year they practice that song and come perfect. But these fellas doing a new song for this year, that is a disadvantage and this is quite unfair.
Right.
Thanks.
I understand what you're saying. So you're saying that we know the song so long now. I mean, I think BP Renegades play, what song they played? I think it was a Scranter or a song from way before. A Sparrow, I believe, yeah. And then I saw Exodus play Woman and Rum. Babes, if you're listening, that is not me. Eh? I just telling you what Exodus played. Just making sure I'm safe. Yeah, and I can understand that. And for guys, if you want to call in, I can take a next call. Let me know at 625-2257 or 627-3223. What pants are they support? She says she don't like pan. Kyrie says she don't like pan. I'm like, that's all right. I mean, some persons don't like doubles, and I do agree with them. But going back to that, what I was saying, you guys have an open conversation because you can learn something. Never be close minded to say, I am this until I dead. Because the next person may have something to contribute to you and it may help us succeed. Because at the end of the day, I'm sure we could find similar persons in the same organizations or similar. So you guys have been very faithful to Freedom for the month of January, but are taking this call. Caller, talk to me.
Yeah, good evening.
Hey, my partner from before.
Let me just say that I find your presentation style difficult to work with.
All right, that's fine. I find yours too.
I just want to put that on record with you.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good. And you know, you might find it difficult, some people find it smooth. But you know what? Some you might like doubles, I might like alupai. So we might not get the cheese for the bread all the time. But come on next week now, we might be better next week. We're here for love and yours. Don't take it personal. You turn into the one, bro. So, as we counting down, coming closer, call me now, tell me. You might find that difficult. Yeah. So, you are, you know, I think it's a voice note going to play, so, mate.
Can we say that we are saying a voice note? Never yet. But, here, listen. I hear the real national radio scene in our semifinals. They were waiting long for the results, and the man blew out. That's why I do like pan. So, I know they really like no pan. The man says on national radio, and if you assume it, I could come back to some semifinals. Get the tape, we say all that loud on the radio. Maybe my was hot.
David not liking pan boy. I don't ask him all that because you kind of like pan boy. But then again, I can't take away your passport for that. But guys, it has been my pleasure. You could catch me in next week Friday between hours of 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Inside Hub Friday edition with your host, Mr. Committed. You might find me difficult. You might find me nice. You might find me challenging. Not challenging, but don't feel me and like you. All I feel you like me, but love any house.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.